Hello, dear viewers. Some news came through that was decades overdue today, and that is that the Republic of Ireland, we've recognised Palestine as a sovereign state. So decades overdue. Spain and Norway, likewise, on the same day. So there was some good news this day. So Palestine is a nation, however you choose to define one, recognised as a sovereign state by 124 others. I think that's even more than recognise Israel. I mean, there's a right to recognize Israel too. So justice for Palestine. If Palestine is not a nation, what is it? They call themselves a nation. All their neighbors recognize them as a nation, except for Israel. And that's it. So a distinct culture and history and so on. And the history may not be very long, but it has to start somewhere. I mean, Israel wasn't a nation until 1948. And all right, there was ancient Israel. The borders were not exactly the same as they are today. And often the people who are Israeli citizens are not the same ethnicity, they're not even the same religion in some cases. You know, 25% of Israeli citizens are not Jewish. And anyway, even some of the Israeli Jews, they may be descendants of converts to Judaism, like Khazars and so forth. Recognize Palestine. They're not a province, they're a nation, an illegally occupied nation mostly. Zionists try to deny the Palestinians their nation, deny them their name, their very name, having taken away everything else from them, and say that they're mostly Jordanian. I mean, a lot of the people are dual citizens, Jordanian and Palestinian, but that doesn't mean that Palestine doesn't exist. If they wanted to become Jordanian, if Jordan wished to accept them, fine, but they don't. And Jordan doesn't want to accept Palestine as part of Jordan. So there we go. Can't be foisted onto them. So recognizes that Palestine is a sovereign state. It's got embassies in well over 100 countries. And these other countries would like to set up diplomatic missions in Palestine. In many cases, they can't because Israel controls the access to Palestine, often the egress from it. Well, certainly in regard to Gaza and regard to some of the West Bank and so on, and illegally occupying much of the West Bank as well. So that's it. Recognize a Palestinian as the Palestinians as a sovereign state and start upholding their human rights. Palestine ought to have permanent membership of the United Nations, be able to compete in the Olympics and all sorts of other international sporting competitions because they're denying their collective individuality. Recognize Palestine's legal personality and must have locus standi at the International Criminal Court, the International Court of Justice, and so forth. There's nothing more peaceful or more lawful than a lawsuit. And yet they're not even allowed to pursue this. And whenever they try to run the United Nations, the United States wields its veto against them. Veto, as in I refuse, which is grossly unjust. And shamefully, the United Kingdom abstained on this one and should surely recognize Palestine as a nation. So, okay, there was mandatory Palestine under British superintendence because the mandate was given to the United Kingdom by the League of Nations at the end of the First World War, pursuant to the Paris Peace Treaties. Previous to that, it was part of the Ottoman Empire for several centuries, and various Islamic empires go back. It was in the hands of, I suppose, briefly, the Roman Empire, Alexander the Great. I don't even know who else before that. But Palestine is a nation now. Every nation has to start sometimes, at some point. What is the oldest nation in the world? Identifiable Egypt. Even Egypt didn't exist as a nation. If we go back over 5,000 years, 5,000 years of recorded history, Americans are sometimes those who vociferate against Palestinian statehood or nationhood. But, you know, 250 years ago, the United States didn't exist. And when the American Revolution began, nobody recognized the United States. Even a lot of Americans didn't recognize the United States. But many Americans would say, well, we had the right to independence and nationhood, even though not a single other sovereign state recognized us at that stage. Likewise, the state of Israel. Many Zionists would say, even before its proclamation in May 1948, Israel existed and had the right to exist, despite it being completely unrecognized. Okay, every other sovereign state begins, first of all, unrecognized. So that's it. They've got a flag, they've got a national anthem, they've got a capital city, they got armed forces, certainly in the West Bank. They have their own legislature, their president, they got their own diplomatic missions. They really have all the apparatus of statehood. Now it's scarcely functioning because so much of their land has been stolen by illegal immigrants from Israel. Now some of those have been there since 1967. And what we're going to do, because some of them were born in the West Bank, offer them Palestinian citizenship or another permanent residency if they don't want that, something like that. We've got to think about some of these Israeli children are born in Palestine, and some days is the fourth generation born in Palestine. Okay, justice for them, must be a right of return for Palestinians, you know, who are driven out after 1948, and indeed Jews driven out of Muslim lands like Iraq, Morocco, Egypt, many more since 1948. So nobody should be driven out of his or her birthplace. Okay, and there must be a right of return in both directions. And if not, pay assessment for those who suffered this, or who there was a, when there was a sequestration of property or their goods were distrained and so forth. Many people lost their chattels. And that applies to both Jews and Gentiles. So surely there's going to be a moral reckoning and justice, you know, without fear of favor. And we can't be saying, well, we'll compensate one side, but not the other. So often they're two quoque arguments. Oh, you did bad this bad. Well, someone else did something else bad. So you have to let us off. And you're racialist for not accusing them enough. So I'm very glad this has been done. I wish every country in the world would recognize Palestine. Could a two-state solution be viable? I would like to think so. But at the moment, I recognize its unviability because of the hyper-aggressive hawkish regime of Benjamin Netanyahu, his blood-soaked grizzly gang, so who are unwilling to give an inch. Remember, Bill Clinton said that Netanyahu didn't seem to recognize the Palestinians as human beings at all. And one of the things used against his defense minister, Gallant, is when he said that Palestinians were human animals and to treat them accordingly. So he's saying, don't give them human rights. So he is saying to murder civilians, therefore, because they're not even human, according to him. It's actually viciously racist language. I mean, utterly repugnant. And therefore, torture is entirely permissible because he claims they're not even human beings and so forth. And they've got no right to anything else, no right to life or to property, security of person. Over 8,000 Palestinian seized, brought into Israel since this conflict began. They're hostages too, aren't they? I mean, Israel may say they're suspected terrorists, okay, but they're not going to get a fair trial or probably any trial at all once they're in Israeli hands. And it's true that some of the Israeli hostages were ill-used, were beaten up, were tortured, were raped in some cases, were murdered. And that's obviously equally disgustful. I don't want this to happen to anyone whatsoever. All right. I would like to end the conflict. I would like to solve the root cause of the conflict. So justice for all. I know it sounds glib. But, you know, there's been wrong and right on both sides. And it's not easy to do that whilst, I mean, Uncle Sam was backing Israel to the hilt. Now, you know, even Joe Biden, who was usually a vicious opponent of human rights for Palestinians and an absolute ogre, a monster, a mass murderer, really, should be held to the Nuremberg standard, Joe Biden. Even he has been sickened by the gratuitous violence against defenseless Palestinian civilians over the last few months. Even he has blanched at that and held back some weapons shipments towards Israel. And some Zionist government ministers have gloated that they'll use dumb bombs against apartment blocks, you know, as though that this is a matter for drollery. So it really is revolting and very dispiriting. But at last, a ray of hope, something for the Palestinians. And, you know, as they're being massacred at home, it's shocking that they haven't been allowed out. 2.5 million of them, surely amongst Arab countries totaling 300 million people, amongst Muslim countries totaling 1.5 billion people, there's room to accommodate these people. And even Western countries, I think you should offer some places. Republic of Ireland, we could take 2,500 refugees, not very many, but obviously bursting the scene with Ukrainian refugees. The United Kingdom could take rather more, prioritizing those who are ill, those who are elderly, children, stuff like that. I know Israel might want that because they want to depopulate Gaza so that they can simply steal that land as well. Anyway, it's all very, how can I say, tristful, lugubrious. Thank you so much for watching my channel. What do you think? Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.